Okay, we are on 385 at the bottom, Tzadik Ches on top. We're not going to start 2 lines, we're going to start 5 lines in the bottom. Okay, now the Rebbe says Tzadik Ches on top. Okay? So now the Rebbe is explaining that after a person realizes how terrible it was what they accomplished by sinning, how low they lowered themselves and they lowered the Shechin and they did everything terrible. So when you realize that, so then you could really come and do proper tshuva. Okay? And he says, because once you do tshuva, then evil doesn't have any nourishment anymore, and you bring back the Kedusha, the godliness that you lowered into evil, now you're bringing back the Kedusha. He says, "Ma'acha shiruch over of etitohadim." Once the evil spirit left and was purified by doing tshuva, then you're able to return, like we said, tshuva is toshuv, hey, returning, hey, which refers to the neshama that's in the body and the godliness that gives sustenance to the neshama that's in the body. You can bring it back to connect Hashem, to Hashem again with a tremendous unity. And he says, what type of unity do you have? Not any less than you were before. That means, which is unique. You sin, you lowered yourself, you tore yourself away from Hashem, you do tshuva, you reconnect like you were before, and then Dr. Rebbe is going to say even more than before. He says, K'mei shahaysim yuchedes by Yisbarach, like the neshama was united with Hashem, v'tachas hayichud, with the ultimate unity, before Hashem blew the neshama into the person. Meaning like this. Hashem blows the neshama into the person. Yeah? But there's a connection to Hashem before he blew. Okay, just picture a person themselves. I blow air out. Okay? Now, when I blow the air out, it's separating from me. But the air before I blew it is one with me. Correct?
Yeah.
So, Hashem blows the neshama into the yid, now comes into the body. Now the problem is the person sins, so he goes way out. When a person does tshuva, he says you reconnect with Hashem like the level before he blew the neshama into your body. He says, before... before Hashem blew, laid it slabish for Adam. That was before he blew it. Next page. Like a person, the analogy of a person. Like a person who blows with his mouth. Before the air actually comes out, meaning before you blow, it's one thing with you. You know, I'll give you a simpler example, which would be, you know, there's an expression in English, before you speak, you control your words. After you speak, your words control you. It's a famous English expression. Before you speak, I control my words. After I speak, it's too late. The words control me. Before a person speaks, before you say words, those words are not tangible. They're one with you. They're mamish one with you. When you speak, that's when the words leave you. It's the same thing with blowing. Before you blow, you're one thing with the person who blows. After he blows, then the air leaves. So he says, when you do tshuva and you reunite with Hashem, you're reuniting with Hashem in the Toshuv Hey, you're returning the letter Hey to Yud Kei Vav, the first three letters of Hashem's name, you're returning to the level that you were with Hashem before he blew. Which is one mamish, one thing with Hashem. And he says, Zuhi tshuva shleima. This is the complete, perfect tshuva. That what is tshuva? Returning to Hashem, becoming one with Hashem. When you sin, you break away from Hashem, you do tshuva, you're returning to Hashem. And he says like this, V'hinei b'chinus yichud, that this level of unity, that you reach before Hashem even blew, the tshuva zu on this level of tshuva, that tshuva ilah, that's the higher level of tshuva, which is after the lower level of tshuva. In other words, the lower level of tshuva we learned is if you sin, you broke away from Hashem, you gotta come back to Hashem. Tshuva ilah is this, the first hey of Hashem's name, toshuv hey. Hashem's name has two heys. The lower hey is the level of hey that Hashem gives us life. And that we take and drag into evil when we sin. The higher hey of Hashem's name, the second letter of Hashem's name, not the fourth. The second letter of Hashem's name is a level of unity with Hashem pre-sin. What's called clinging spirit to spirit. Which remember we mentioned in the past, one of the biggest complaints that the non-Chassidim had against teachings of Chassidus and Kabbalah, and in fact they debated Alter Rebbe when he got out of prison, they wanted to debate Alter Rebbe in concepts of Chassidus. One of the first questions they asked the Alter Rebbe was that it says in the Zohar that Mashiach is lasavet tzadikai b'tiyufta. The Mashiach is going to get tzadikim to do tshuva. And they couldn't handle that. He said, are you telling, they all maintain they were tzaddikim. So he said, are you telling us that we're sinners? And Mashiach is gonna get us to do tshuva? Cause without Chassidus in Zayad, the definition of tshuva, ask anybody, what does it mean do tshuva? You sin, you have to do tshuva. You don't sin, you don't do tshuva. If I don't speak Lashon Hara, I don't have to do tshuva on Lashon Hara. If I didn't desecrate Shabbos, why do I have to do tshuva on desecrating? I never did it. So why would I have to do tshuva if I don't sin? So the Alter Rebbe explained that what the Zayir is talking about, La Sovet Tzadikaya B'Tiyuftam, is speaking the higher level of tshuva. Not the lower level for sin. I broke away, I'm separated, now I have to come back. Yeah, if you don't sin, then that level of tshuva you don't need. But the higher level of tshuva is a level of returning to become closer to Hashem. Not that you were far. But because Hashem is so infinite, unlimited, bligvul, whatever level you're at, you can always reach higher. And like we learned many times, what Alter Rebbe gave him the analogy from Chumash, when Moshe Rabbeinu saw Hashem at the burning bush. Okay? So Moshe Rabbeinu said, Asurana ve'era samara gadol hazeh. Let me see this great phenomenon that's happening. The bush is burning and it's not becoming consumed. So Rashi quotes, and the word Asurana ve'era, Rashi says, Asura mikan, let me turn away from here, liskadiv l'sham, to be closer there. The question, what's Rashi said? Rashi basically what the Pasuk says. Let me turn and see what's going on. But Rashi adds something. Rashi says, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Asura mikan, let me turn away from here to go there. So the Alter Rebbe explained, what does it mean? As great as Moshe Rabbeinu was, obviously great, he realized, I have to leave my present level of holiness and reach a higher level of holiness. That's what the higher level of tshuva means. It has nothing to do with sin. The lower level of tshuva, he says, you took the hate through your sins, the power of Hashem, and you put it into evil. So that you got to return, okay, from evil to Kedusha. But then there's a second level. As great as you are, you have to still do tshuva. Rebbe Marash, I think either Marash or Samach said, yeah, or the Rashabter Marash, I don't remember which one it was already. One of them went into his father, Mitzvah Yom Kippur. Mitzvah Yom Kippur is tshuva done, you know, especially these people. So he asked his father, what do we have to do now? He said, now you have to start doing tshuva. You have to have me'esh tshuva done. Now you need to start doing tshuva. What does that mean? So Rebbe explains, Yom Kippur is a very lofty level of tshuva. But now when you reach that level of tshuva, you need to realize that Hashem is even greater. And now you have to start, but not again tshuva for sins. Tshuva for sins is not the concept only of tshuva. There is tshuva for sins, but then, and that's what the Zohar is talking about, Alter Rebbe explained to him. L'savet tzadikai b'tiyufta means, tzadikim have to do tshuva means, tzadikim need to realize they have to reach a level that they didn't reach before. And that's called tshuva ilah, the higher level of tshuva. The first hey of Hashem's name. In the Zohar explains in Parshas Nosei that what does tshuva ilah mean? Tshuva ilah, the yisasik beraisa, doing learning Torah. How do you connect to Hashem? By learning Torah. It's nothing to do with sin. He said, b'dechilu rechimu, with fear and love, okay? And he says, the kutshibirchadilu ben yudke bina, which is yudke bina, meaning, remember we learned already many times, yud of Hashem's name is Chachma, hey is bina, understanding, correct? Then you have vav and hey, which are the 6 meters in malchus. Torah is the wisdom of Hashem. It's not emotional, it's intellectual, correct? So Torah is a level of yudke, that's the first hey of Hashem's name. So when a person learns Torah, they're actually binding themselves and connecting to themselves to the higher level of godliness, which is the first day of Hashem's name, versus the second day of Hashem's name, which is the way God is dealing with world. And he says, "Umaylis bali tshuva al tzadikim gemurim," and therefore in this aspect of tshuva, the advantage of a bal tshuva over the holy, great, complete tzadikim, is Kamesha Kasa Bezeya Kodesh Pashas Chayisora, like the Zeya writes in Pashas Chayisora. Why are Bali Tshuva greater than Tzadikim? The Inim Mashchen Aleihu, the Bali Tshuva bring upon themselves, Berusa the Liba, with a longing of the heart, Obechela Sagi, with an intense longing of, with more power, Liskarva Lamalka, to become closer to the king. In other words, like this. Tshuva ilah means wanting to be connected. Correct? To want to connect. We know by people, you know, abstinence makes the heart grow fonder. Right? The Baal Tshuva, who was away, even though when they do tshuva and they're back again, but they have a certain longing because of the earlier predicament that the tzaddikim don't have. Tzadikim are never far. If you're never far, you don't have a thirst for water. Because you need water, what do you have a thirst for? Right? You're there. You don't have a thirst. Somebody you love that's near you, you don't have a longing to them. They're there. It's a much different level of love. The uniqueness of the Baal Tshuva, and he's talking of a very lofty level of tshuva, which is greater than tzadikim, you're talking about that avedis become mitzvahs. That level, when avedis become mitzvahs, which is the highest level of tshuva, which makes the Baal Tshuva greater than the tzaddik, is when the aveda becomes a mitzvah, is a much greater level than when a mitzvah becomes a mitzvah. Why? What's greater? When light becomes lighter, more light, or darkness itself becomes light? Like Shlomo Melech says, Yisin Ha'ed Min HaChesech. When you transform darkness to light, it's a much stronger level of light. Why? Because you're changing yourself, and in order to change, just think for a second, in order to change darkness into light, if darkness is darkness, and light is light, how can darkness become light? Again, not that it's dispelled darkness. That the darkness itself, when you close the light, it's still light. Right? Not when it's, it goes back to darkness again. The whole concept of darkness becoming light is because you're tapping into a level above both. In other words, if darkness is darkness and light is light, how could darkness become light? or let's connect it to Purim. Purim was a unique miracle. It was in the Slavish Beteva. It's enclosed in nature. If you look at Purim, it's a tremendous miracle, yeah? But, listen, Esther was the queen, Mrs. Achashverosh. Mordechai was a big macher. So, you know, as he said, there was a Kissinger in the White House who didn't do too much for the Jews. But there's Esther, so it was a miracle in nature. Splitting at a sea is not a miracle in nature. It's a complete miracle. The sea which flows stood. It split the sea. Okay, that's a miracle not in nature. But Purim was a miracle in nature. Right? Because it was a natural phenomenon going on. But you have to understand that a miracle that's in nature is a greater miracle than a miracle that's out of nature. Why? Why? A miracle out of nature is a miracle. It's called miracle. There's miracle and there's nature. They're two opposites. Miracle cannot become nature and nature cannot become miracle. Because this is limited in nature and this is limited in miracle. Okay? In order to combine two opposites, miracle and nature, to coincide simultaneously, that the miracle was enclosed in nature, you need to tap into a level above both that can unite the both together. Just like, if you want to take a soul and put a soul into a body, which is Ruchnius, into Gashmius, yeah? How could Ruchnius, which is spiritual, and physical, they're opposites. Can you put together fire and water? You can't. But they're both physical. And yet they're opposites, you cannot join them. Spiritual and physical are more opposites than fire and water. Yet, so how can you put Ruchnius into Gashmius? How can you connect spiritual and physical? You can't even do fire and water. So what's the answer? That's why only Hashem could do it. Because Hashem is above both. And because He's above both, He can put them both together. But once you're limited in spiritual, and once you're limited in physical, there's no way you can combine them. Once you're limited in nature, and once you're limited in miracle, there's no way you can combine them. So what happened to Purim? They tapped into a level of godliness, which is above miracle and above nature, and therefore Hashem was able to make a miracle in nature. That's a greater revelation. When avedas become mitzvahs, how can an aveda, by definition, become a mitzvah? Because if it becomes a mitzvah, then it's not an aveda. How can darkness, as darkness, become light? It can't be. So what's the answer? When you tap into a level of godliness, which is above both, over there they're both equal. Over there they're both equal. And therefore, light is light, and dark is, light is not light, and dark is not dark. And therefore you can make light, and you can make dark, and for that matter you can put them together. That's why the Baal Tshuva is greater than the Tzaddik. The Tzaddik takes mitzvahs and makes them holy. But that's not a big deal. I mean, it's a big deal. But when you take an Aveda, and you make the Aveda the sin of mitzvah, then you really accomplish something which is above both. And only a Baal Tshuva could do that. The Tzaddik can't do it. The Tzaddik can't sin and then elevate it. Unless he becomes a Baal Tshuva. But he can't. As a Tzaddik, he can't do it. I mean, it's the loftiest level of tshuva. It's not a level of tshuva which is your everyday tshuva, no. It's like the story of Blazer Ben Dudaya, you know, he put his head between his knees and his soul just popped out of the body. That's that level of tshuva. But it's a very, very difficult level, and that's when the Baal Tshuva is greater than the Tzaddik. Why is he greater than the Tzaddik? Because the Tzaddik couldn't do that. So the tzaddik couldn't elevate the pig that he didn't eat. Why can a tzaddik not eat pig? Why can a Jew not eat pig? Because he can't elevate it. Right? Therefore it's forbidden. That's the way it works. If we can elevate it, it's kosher. If we can't elevate it, it's not kosher. Therefore, those things that the Torah forbids, why does the Torah forbid them? Because we can't elevate them. Correct? Now, so a tzaddik can never elevate pig. But the Baal Teshuva who ate pig, right, and then his aveda becomes a mitzvah, he elevated pig. That the tzaddik couldn't do. Because his aveda of eating pig, through that great level of tshuva, became a mitzvah. That the tzaddik can do. A tzaddik can take good and make it better. Yeah. He can't take bad and make bad into good. But the Baal Teshuva who did bad can make bad into good. That's what that he's able to do. And that's why they're greater. But that's the level of tshuva law, which has nothing to do with sin. That has to do with a level after you did tshuva, and after everything is cleared, you have a clean slate. Now you're reconnecting to Hashem on a much, much, much greater level. Okay, let's go. Perek Tes. Ubir Onyan, to explain all this, it says like this, Bina, that is tshuva ilah, Bina is the level of, the higher level of tshuva, which is, the mother is crouching over the chicks, the babies. In other words, like this. Remember we said, Yud Kei Vav Kei? So the lower level of tshuva is the second hay. That's Shechina, that we throw into Golos. The first hay of Hashem's name is Bina, because Yud is Chochma, hay is Bina. The Hainu, which is, Aidei Shem is Bain in Begdulis Hashem, by a person meditating into the greatness of Hashem. Bamokas Hadas, with the delving of the mind, meaning you meditate. Again, this is not for sins. We're talking about learning Teda, attaching your brain to become a godly brain, and through the level of Bina, understanding and meditation, he gives birth to fear and love, intellectual ones, over tov tam vadas, and with the good logic and taste behind it, like it says, La'avas Hashem Elokecha, to love God, your God, mishum kihu chayacha, because he's your existence. V'leidai le'ba'ava mativis ha'masuteres levad. And by the tzaddik, he says like this. Every person, we learned already a million times, every person has a natural instinctive, you're born a Jew, you have an instinctive, natural love of Hashem. Which is really, as Alter Rebbe explained earlier in Tanya, is enough to keep you doing mitzvahs. Listen, all of us, none of us are loving Hashem like we love who knows what. But we still do mitzvahs, because, yeah, so why are you doing a mitzvah? Well, because Hashem wants me to do it. I want to connect to Him. I love Him, so I want to do Him. But you don't feel love like you feel something that you physically really love, that you get excited over. He says, though, that that Ava Mesuteris is good, but it's not really what it's all about. When it says in the Shema, V'yohavtas Hashem Elokecha, you should love God your God, it doesn't mean the natural love. It means to reveal that natural love, that it should affect your godly soul, your animal soul, your body. Like we say in Shema, V'yohavtas Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha. With all your heart, it says two bases, with your Yetzer Tov and your Yetzer Hara. What's the ultimate mitzvah of loving God with your animal soul? Not only does your godly soul anyway loves Hashem, but what's the whole concept of davening and everything? That the love of the godly soul should be so overflowing that it makes the animal soul love God. That's the whole goal. That the animal soul itself, just like we love food and everything else we love God. Even though their parents are supposed to tell the kids, when the kids say, we love the food, you don't love food, you love parents, you love teachers, you love, well, teachers, I don't know, but you love, you don't love food. Somebody once said, they said, oh, I love this chicken. So somebody said to them, is that really what you do to somebody you love? You kill them, and then you broil them, and then you cook them. And is that what you really do to somebody? Rip them apart. Is that what you really do to somebody you love? I mean, it's not exactly what you do to somebody you love. So what do you mean you love the food? You don't love the food. You don't, the explanation is, you don't love the food. You love yourself. Because it tastes good. I love me. You don't love the chicken. If you love the chicken, you wouldn't kill it. Or whatever it is. Okay, v'chein b'yira, or pachad b'busha, the same thing with fear, or shame, or awe. Azayin nikras, then when you reveal the midah, the feelings from the intellect, then it's called, when a mother crouches over the chickens, why does she do that? That they should hatch. Right? That's the purpose. Yes? You ever raised chickens? No. Okay. Neither did I. But the purpose of the mother laying over the chicken, of the eggs, is that they should hatch. Okay. Well, that's the same thing. That's why Bina is called the mother over the chicks. Because what does Bina do? The intellectual understanding to create children. The mother sitting over the chicks creates the chicks that they should hatch and become kids. Actual, living, open, revealed, not hidden chickens in the egg, but revealed chickens out of the egg. And that's what the ultimate goal is, to create a meditational love of Hashem that actually creates children of love and fear. Love and fear are the children of intellect. And that's what Bina is, and that's what Tshuva Ilah is. Tshuva Ilah is meditating into the greatness of Hashem above and beyond your natural, instinctive, you know, love of Hashem that you have just because you're Jewish. And what are you supposed to do with it? Create openly felt, sensed love and fear. That's Tshuva Ilah. It has nothing to do with sins. You could be Moshe Rabbeinu, and yet you need to do this Tshuva Ilah. And therefore, this explains another thing. The Gemara says, Kol Yamecha B'Tshuva. Your whole life you have to do Tshuva. I mean, come on. Most people don't sin every day, every second of their life. But what does it mean, Kol Yamecha B'Tshuva? It means you should reach the loftier level of Tshuva, of becoming one with Hashem. No matter how close you were today, tomorrow you become even closer. Okay.